everybody. It's October 20th, Ways and Means. Natalie, can you do roll, please?
Archer.
Here.
Ronk. Bartels. Gavaris.
Present.
Haynes.
Here.
Mayo. She raised her hand. And Walter.
Here.
Great. Okay, hopefully everybody has had an opportunity to read the minutes from the September 8th regular meeting, the September 15th regular meeting, and the September 24th special meeting. Can I have a motion to approve those minutes if there's no changes?
I'll move it.
Second? Gavaris, all in favor? Okay, thank you. All right, let's get right into resolution. Can I have a motion for resolution to move resolution 299 for discussion?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Now, Legislator Bartels is in here. We've had extensive conversation. We're still in the budgets process, trying to reconcile numbers. We're not quite there yet. At this point, I think it's somewhat premature to move on this. I don't know if there's any other comments. Legislator Walter?
Yeah, I support the idea of postponement. I'm willing to make a motion that we postpone this.
Do I have a second on the postponement?
Second.
Okay. Yes, Deputy Ryder.
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know why the statement was made that it's premature to consider this. I believe all of the information that has been requested has been provided to the legislature, and the use of this fund is because of expenses related to COVID that have been taken on this year and really has very little to do with the 2021 budget. So from the executive side, we oppose the idea of a postponement and believe that we need to have the approval to use this fund. You know, it's already been delayed a month. And so I just want to get on record that we do not support a postponement.
I appreciate that. Okay, all in favor of the postponement? Opposed? Okay, postponement passes. I think we're postponed till next month. Okay, resolution 328, excuse me? Okay, resolution 328.
I'll move it for discussion.
And do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Legislator Walter, did you have?
Sure. I mean, while I am vocally and historically not supportive of this at all, I will say that at our last meeting, we postponed it based on the request from the economic development pending the report, and seeing how we haven't had the report available to us yet, I will make a motion to postpone this as well.
Okay. So, can you explain to me, please? I'm getting a note from the clerk.
Your postponement just failed. You only had three people vote to postpone tax stabilization, and you had two people vote against it.
Oh, okay. So we can't postpone it.
You got to vote on the resolution as is, or unless somebody wants to change their vote to postpone. But okay. I see Walter, Archer, Gavaris as yes for postponement. But that's all I saw.
Mayo and Haynes.
Okay, so that's 3-2. We need 4-2 to postpone.
Thank you.
Yes, you need four of this the same for any action in this meeting.
Four of the same. Okay, I did not realize. Thank you for the clarification on that. Heidi or Mary Beth, are you still a no on postponement? So you want to move forward on the tax stabilization?
Yes, my vote stands the same. I vote in negative on postponement. Thank you.
Okay. Mary Beth, the same? Okay.
Can I
go ahead?
Recognize that we also didn't have all the information. So just for the other, I mean, not to, that I am in a position to educate anyone else, but from my understanding, can the clerk clarify, in order for this to pass, how many legislators will have to say yes?
And so, right. So what will happen here based on like logic is that the resolution will then fail. And I don't know that that's the disposition that Legislator Mayo or Haynes is actually looking
for. Right, that's why I'm bringing that up. It's because if it's going to fail on the floor, postponement might be a preferred path. Again, by the time we have our next meeting, we'll be much farther along in this budget process. I know for myself, I'm not looking to necessarily reject it. I'm just asking for a delay till we're further in the budget process. So I don't know if the other legislators would want to reconsider their vote in light of the fact that it may not pass if it does
go on the floor. The votes aren't there at this juncture.
And the only other thing I want to remind everyone is that this resolution needs 16 votes to pass. So it will without fail, fail tonight.
Well, and let me, yes, thank you for that clarification, but let me also make a point that we understand that this is for this year, but to do this without understanding what we're going into for 2021, what the budget looks like, I think is a mistake. We need to understand what's being proposed for the 2021 budget. We're still looking at all of those components before we make a decision on this. I think we still have time to look at in November and still meet all the criteria to be able to use it. But until we all have a better sense of the budget, I think some of us are just uncomfortable at this juncture. Legislator Haynes.
With the proposition that it might fail on the floor tonight, I will reconsider my vote and I'll change it from a no to a yes for postponement.
Great. Legislator Mayo?
Chairman, can you just do another vote so we can vote again?
Yes. So on the we have a vote for postponement. All in favor of postponement? Okay, all in favor of postponement. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for the help in clarifying. Okay, resolution 328, we have a motion on the floor and a second. We do have, in fact, I was just at a meeting earlier that there are preliminary results, but it's nowhere near finalized. We're hoping to see some analysis and final results on findings by the end of the week, which I think then everybody will be, it will be shared with everyone. So at this juncture, we don't have the final information from the third party review of the pilot. So we're hoping to get this postponed and look at this for next month. So do I have a motion for postponement? Legislator Walter.
I see that motion. And I just, again, want to reiterate that we were told by the chair of economic development that the reason why they didn't postpone it, they passed it, is because they expected that we would have this report for Ways and Means. And then they kind of kicked the can down, but specifically in waiting for this report. And so I feel like to do due diligence, we should see the report before we make a decision.
Okay, do I have a second? Legislator Haynes?
I'm not seconding it, but I have a question.
Okay, let's get it second. Do we have a second? Legislator Guevaras? Okay, Legislator Haynes, your question.
Are we in the same situation as the previous resolution?
Probably.
Okay, so that's something we need to take into consideration.
Yeah. But again, we're to the point that Legislator Walter made, economic development passed it, assuming that we would have the results with which to make a decision tonight. We don't have the results to make the decision. We don't have the third party findings. I know that they've submitted some preliminary work, but they're working with the developers to fine tune that. So, you know, to make sure everybody understands assumptions that were built into the report. Yes, Deputy Ryder.
It's my, and I have not been deeply involved in this, but it's my understanding that it is not catastrophic to this project if this gets postponed for a month.
Thank you for that. Okay, on postponement, all in favor? All in favor. Thank you, everyone. Resolution 342, authorizing the purchase of the Serafin volumetric calibration trailer for the Public Works capital project number 575. Can I get a motion?
I'll move for discussion.
Do I have a second? Second. Any questions? Okay, all in favor of 342? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 343, authorizing the Ulster County exec to enter into an agreement to accept a grant from the Center for Tech and Civic Life for Safe and Secure Election Administration, and amending the 2020 adopted budget. This is for $112,872 in grant funding. Do I have a motion?
I moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second. Any questions? All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Okay, can I get a motion to block resolutions 354, 355, 356, 357, 358, 359, 360, 361, 362, 363, 364, 65, all the way through 375 for the purpose of expenditures under review?
So moved.
Second. Legislator Mayo. Now, if you'll recall last week, we were asking for some additional information as to what was spent in these programs. And this is for a 2-year period. Executive Deputy Mark Ryder got all of the information. Thank you so much. Everybody appreciates your getting that for us. Particularly Legislator Bartels, who could not be here, but she did review this and was comfortable with all of the information. Is there any other questions on this block? Yes, Deputy Ryder.
And I just want to point out that these requests were similar to the requests that were made in 2018. There was only a few slight upticks in the contract request for contracts that we had to come to you and amend mid-year or mid-2-year cycle. But otherwise, we feel pretty comfortable that these are the right numbers.
And they're all up to amounts, right?
Correct.
So if we're going to see an uptick in anything, you'll come back.
Yeah. And I mean, we also cannot spend the entirety of all of these contracts because we cannot exceed the appropriated amount overall for foster care services that you appropriate in the budget.
So on the block, can I get a vote on the block? Sorry, we didn't do that. All in favor of the block? Okay. Now on the resolution, all in favor? On the blocked resolutions, thank you. Unanimous. Thanks, Mark. Okay, I think that's all we have other than some new business. Yes, Legislator Walter.
Sorry, I'll wait till you say old business.
Well, go ahead, old business. Let's do old first then.
Thanks. So this is maybe a question for Mark. I know it hasn't been advertised or hasn't been promoted yet, but with the Department of Health and the Sheriff's recent $900,000 grant. Yay. For the crisis mitigation team, we have a resolution on here that was covering people for the crisis mitigation team and they're on that grant.
Yep.
So does that change that resolution that we have in front of us now that we know we have? I understand why they're on it because we didn't know if we got the money, but now that we fund it.
So the resolution we have in front of you tonight is for one of the positions, and it wasn't healing. I misspoke last week's meeting. It's actually part of the OT or O2DA federal grant. But it was only for one position. This new funding, which will come to you to accept next month, covers the other two positions for a 3-year
okay,
period. So
you perceived an expansion in the first place. Okay, just confirming, thank you.
Yep.
Archer, can I speak to this? Is Bert?
Yes, please.
I just want to inform you too, we'll have to amend the 2021 budget to incorporate that grant as well.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So you'll see an amendment from the Sheriff's Department for the 2021 budget as well.
Okay, great. For the it's 900, is that what you, did I hear you say?
It is, yeah.
Okay, great.
So it's all the Sheriff's budget, not DOH at all?
From my understanding, Eve, it is in the Sheriff's budget. It will be,
good.
Yeah.
Good, thank you.
Okay, I'll make that note. All right, so we have coming up, we have a special Ways and Means on Thursday at 5:00. This is for the non-county agencies who are requesting funding from the legislature. So we're going to be review them. Natalie, how many, I mean, you've already submitted the paperwork to the OneDrive so everyone can see how many, but can you give us just a quick recap?
There's 11 agencies okay. submitted for funding. I have confirmation that 9 of them will be there, 1 will not be there, and then there's 1 I still have not heard back from.
Okay. Okay. And 1 we are going to try and reschedule, right? Because they could not do that night. Okay.
Yeah, great. We're going to try for the first November meeting.
Okay. So just a reminder for everyone. Then we also have a kind of follow-up to our previous joint Ways and Means Public Works a joint meeting, and we're scheduled that for Tuesday, the 27th of October at 6:00. And that's to basically finish through ongoing capital projects and any information that that is going to go ahead, Mark, for this year.
Yeah, it was mentioned at the last meeting that right. if there was other staff that were requested besides Public Works, for them to reach out to, I don't know who, you, Lynn, or Amber.
Okay, so why don't we do this? Why don't, as you go through the capital projects books, if you have questions for any other department as a result of the one that is of interest to you, could you please let Amber know so that Amber could then let Mark know who else may need to be at the meeting?
I mean, anyway. I assume that there's a few that are from planning that were definitely not discussed the other night. If I need to get Dennis there, then I just need to know.
Right. We'll double check with Legislator Bartels because I know that she had a list of projects she wanted to discuss. So let's just check with her, Amber, and make sure that if we need to have someone else there, we can notify you.
Thank you.
Okay. Legislator Walter.
Thank you. Amber, whoever, were those programs given this checklist or at least our resolution so that they made sure to provide what we need so we're not just sitting here, sitting at that meeting, finding that we are missing the information we need?
Yes, we created a checklist for the materials that they're required to submit, and we did that to make sure that everybody had everything submitted. And then there's a second checklist for you to utilize during the meeting that is for your determination as to whether they meet specific requirements in the policy.
Right. I guess what I'm saying is the list that we're using mm-hmm. or the programs made aware of it so that they ensure to provide that information that we're, so for example, that there's no, that they disclosed if there's a potential conflict of interest, do they know
they do.
That there has to be a section where they say it so that we can then cross check? Okay,
yep.
Good. I just would hate to delay things because we don't have information. Thanks.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, and correct me here, all of the backup data will be in the OneDrive for each of the organizations that will be coming before us, correct? So if you would like to look at the detail, it is available in the OneDrive, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay, and then finally, just a reminder, November 5th at 5:30 is a special meeting from where CMA will be presenting their take on the executive's 2021 budget. So just FYI, Mark, we're gonna have to get back to you I know we have a follow-up meeting with you guys before that, so. All right, anybody have anything else they'd like to bring up or discuss? Okay, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Thank you, everyone. See you later.